I'm Mike Hempen with an AP News Minute. King Charles has officially been proclaimed Britain's monarch. AP correspondent Kieran Shamus has more from London.
The crown of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland is solely and rightfully come to the Prince Charles Philip Arthur George.
God save the King!
On the balcony of St James's Palace, David White, the Garter King of Arms, read out the proclamation to the British public that Charles, formerly the Prince of Wales, had now officially become King. Moments earlier within the palace, King Charles III took part in the accession ceremony. Charles automatically became King when his mother, Queen Elizabeth II, died. However, the accession ceremony is a key constitutional and ceremonial step in introducing the new monarch to the country. Karen Chamas, London.
Buckingham Palace says the state funeral for Queen Elizabeth will be on Monday, March 19th. The wildfires in Southern California are feeling the effect of what used to be Hurricane Kay, which weakened into a tropical storm before it reached a state. The AP's Julie Walker reports.
Right now, there are 12 active wildfires, says CAL FIRE's Isaac Sanchez, and Hurricane Kay helped battle blazes in the southern part of the state.
It did bring rain, it did bring higher humidities, and of course, that's always a blessing when it comes to fires.
But not in the north. The mosquito fire near Sacramento saw residents like Deborah Kiever fleeing.
We evacuated, and my husband had two different shoes on.
While James Lowry stayed behind and was using a garden hose to spray down structures.
So we've been fighting it all night. My brother was right there last night when the fire jumped the line on Mosquito Ridge and came up on Low Street. And the flames were 300 feet in the air. The trees were exploding.
I'm Julie Walker.
Russia says it's pulling back troops from two areas of Ukraine's Kharkiv region. That's where a Ukrainian counteroffensive has made significant advances in the past week. And the Environmental Protection Agency cannot appeal a key ruling in a lawsuit claiming negligence by the federal government in Flint's lead-contaminated water. In 2020, a federal judge said Flint residents could sue the EPA. Now, 2 years later, the judge says she won't put the case on hold to allow the government to appeal that decision to a higher court. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.